What's happening? J Mart and Ramon on the air once again. 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors here in Nashville. Guests appear via the Mart Man Real Estate Hotline. You can find us on Twitter at J Mart and Ramon. The names: 11-year NFL veteran involved for life, Ramon Foster and Jason Martin. Andrew Malone, one more day in for Jonathan Schaefer, who is still loafing. Even if he's traveling, he's loafing because he's not here. And that means he's loafing. If you looked it up in the dictionary, you'd see a picture of Schaefer's stupid face next to the word loaf.
Not bread of any type. Wheat, white,
whatever
banana.
It is.
Definitely
not banana bread.
No. He ain't that cool right now.
Indeed. At Ramon Foster, at JMR Radio, at Schaefer on Sports.
Did you hear Andrew drop the Twitter sound a second ago?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hey. Shout out to Andrew, man.
Coming after the man's throne.
We had a guy yesterday that said he can't. No Andrews can be trusted. Well, Andrew, he's behind right. The glass. What's that? He's right.
He's right.
That was just a direct shot at Buck.
any chance he get, he's taking it, right? Oh, here we go, hump day, Jay. We're halfway home, y'all. Halfway home in a work week.
Yep. And for the Tennessee Titans and teams across this league, it's the beginning of the work week.
It's the beginning. It's the most wonderful time. Is that cool? Oof. Is it the most wonderful time of the year? Is it the singing or the time of the year? Which one was bad?
It was you saying wonderful.
Yeah, I flubbed it. Cool.
Wonderful.
I didn't really know if I was trying to do that this early in the morning.
Yeah, maybe wait till the second hour.
Okay. All right.
You need to get fully lubed up before you do something like
that. Gotta get lubed up.
David Beauclair next hour for Sports Illustrated. Matt Mosley, who I've hosted a couple of times with on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
He's out of Dallas in the Texas area. We're going to talk to him, of course, about SEC expansion, as well as maybe a little bit of Cowboys talk. Rep Brian a little earlier than usual in the third hour before he heads out to training camp. And Anky will join us at the end of the show, of course.
Much needed.
Send us out on the proper way. But here we go. Footballs are going to be in the air. Footballs are going to be in the hand.
Yeah, they are.
Footballs are going to have everybody's eyeballs. And now we are... This is now that moment where you realize the season has arrived.
Yes, it has. It was cool yesterday, too, seeing Derrick Henry get his last promotional video out the way, too. Did you see some of that? The guy trained tremendously this summer, and you can tell, man. It looked awesome. Aside from this defense being pieced together, him and the questions around what else can he do is what I'm most looking forward to, Jay. We heard a little bit yesterday we heard all of Vrabel's presser during Buck's show. And one thing that he brought up was LaJuan and Sappho just being ready and in shape and motivated. And that's got to be good for 22. That guy's, we've seen all the lifts he's did from med balls to chains on his neck to him standing on a balance pad and stiff arming everybody that's around him. Saw him yesterday in this promo video. I'd never seen this, but he was practicing with two footballs in his hand, making cuts and working on balance. You look at him and you're like, man, how are you this strong? And I think it's a little bit of him being a tall, lean athlete, but what you see him focus on for the most part in his workouts isn't a bunch of just like strength and throwing weight around. It's balance. It's working on his small muscles more than anything. I saw somebody was like, well, I figured he would have more muscles than this when he was showing his lifts and stuff, but I think he's working on what's right for his style of play, man. That's his tendons. That's his small muscle groups and just the ability to cut. That might be the biggest storyline, I think, besides Julio and what AJ is going to do this year, is what exactly can Derrick Henry do more of? Or what's going to be his playing level this year as opposed to, what is it, every other running back that hits their sixth year? Mm-hmm. In the league, and then this post 2,000 yard conversation that always seems to come up. What is Vrabel going to do with him? The 17th game, is he ready for it? Is anybody ready for that? We get a bonus this year, Jay. We get one extra, man.
That's right. We do. So, and then we're going to figure out what that looks like for a lot of these teams. And I hope we're not going to be talking about, well, this is why we didn't want to do this, because you have all these bad things happen.
Man, I hope that's not the case. For the guy's sake, because they're going to be the ones that have to deal with that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it was voted on and was signed upon. You get, there's give and take when negotiating. One of those things is guys got a bump in pay as far as minimum goes. And then there's just the fans get more. Teams get more.
Packers get Randall Cobb probably.
The fact that we're talking about that trade, that is a trade. That is a headline trade. Not because I ain't going to be disrespectful to Randall Cobb because he's a Pro Bowl. He's actually a Tennessee.
Look, he's had Tennessee a nice guy. Career.
Got a ring.
He's had a nice career.
Yeah. But that's a headline right now because of who?
Because Aaron Rodgers likes him, so he wants him in the building.
Yeah. That's to be wanted like that, Jay.
That's a real LeBron kind of move, though. That's a LeBron kind of move. That's the kind of thing LeBron James does, where he's like, oh, he's my friend. I'm going to play with him. Like an older veteran guy who will just trail with him, even though it's not really a purpose for him at that point. It's like, no, I just kind of want him here anyway. He's going to make us better. We'll find out. Randall Cobb at this point in time, Tyler Dunn called him decomposing wide receiver. Randall Cobb yesterday in his piece of go long TD, which was not particularly flattering towards Aaron Rodgers in this situation.
I actually thought he was an A-Rod fan.
I was pretty sure he wasn't.
I just thought he was just telling the truth on how it was and surrounding that situation, but he ripped him a good one, Jay. Well, wow.
Here's one part I didn't read yesterday. The Packers should know all risk involved. Anyone knows how petty, how petulant Rodgers can be day-to-day. It's a team president who told him not to be the problem 2 years ago. It's a team that knows this is someone who has zero problem eliminating family and friends from his life.
Wow. Wow.
If he's willing to do stuff with his family, this is a quote from somebody inside, Wallace.
Says, somebody inside?
Yeah. If he's willing to do this stuff with his family where the relationships went south, then obviously what makes you think he wouldn't do the same thing with the organization?
Dang. It got real personal. But kind of revealed some stuff about him. I mean, we knew this about him.
Look, that would be it would sort of be fun to cover that up close and personal. We cover the league, so we're covering it close
got
enough.
To.
I'm glad we're covering a team that looks like they're together.
Yeah.
And have been together and been ready to get out there and do this. So, we didn't ever really do this yesterday. I think today's probably the day with camp opening up to discuss what the, you know, what the big time storylines are at this point. Like what are the question marks? What's yet to be determined? And the ones that I wrote down first, and I went across this yesterday with John Glennon, the secondary in the pass rush. Ty Downing in for Arthur Smith. Firkser in the tight end spot.
Yep.
The kicking situation being figured out.
Yep.
And take your pick. Either Henry having 2,000 yards again or Tannehill taking the next step alongside weapons and nobody really been able to deny at the end of this year what he's been able to accomplish. And I think the last one, unfortunately, ain't going to happen because – if he does accomplish a lot,
right,
the credit's going to go to them for making him
yep.
instead of him. The Miami stuff's never going to leave him. Man.
No, ever going to leave him. And that's
it's unfair.
It is unfair. And again, he's delivering and doing all things you need him to do. He's an above-the-line guy. We're talking about teams that have good quarterbacks and teams that have bad quarterbacks. He is a good quarterback in this league, man. But everything is going to be attributed to everybody else but him. Again, Derrick Henry's situation, it's Derrick Henry's team. Also saw Brett Kearns yesterday with an awesome shirt on, stiff-arming Josh Norman until has he landed yet? Is he on the team right now, too, by the way?
Who?
Josh Norman.
That's a good question.
Huh. That's what happens.
Maybe he was with Elon Musk. Well, that's where Elon Musk found him.
Elon Musk.
That's where he landed after the stiff arm last year.
It is, for real, man. But to that last point, though, Jay, we're talking about the top five.
No, he's free agent.
He's free agent?
Yeah.
I bet he's going to be free for a little bit. Well, that last point you made about, you know, Tannehill and what it's going to take to actually get the old pat on the back, man, that, hey, you're really good. I think he's in a position where the players and coaches are going to know that, hey, you're legit, man. They don't roll unless you roll also. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a situation like that where you play against a guy or you don't necessarily the masses don't know him as a household name, but the coaching staff do, the scouting department does, and some of the fans do. And that's the beauty of what football is. It's no matter what, if your team is winning and you are a big part of that, you really don't care who get the credit. It's just a matter of getting dubs and marching on to the end of the year, man. That's the beautiful part of it. But, of course, Titans Nation, they don't like the idea that he's not a name guy. And I think a lot of them just are at the point now, too, where you just don't care. We are who we are, and he is who he is. As long as you continue to win, nothing else matters, man. Winning cures all, and that's the beauty of what we have going on in all of sports, though, man. It's, at the end of the day, do you check that? Do you check the box as far as wins and losses and doing your jobs? And he does. I like it. The national media is going to always run with a storyline. The national media is always going to say, hey, it's this guy, that guy. They need a guy. And Ryan Tannehill isn't a part of the quarterback club that everybody wants him to be. Although you have some guys I think are less skilled or not in the same era as him, but they're going to push who they want to push for the most part. The Baker Mayfield conversation is something, or you have, let's say, the young guy, Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. And I think he's going to be good, but we project and give flowers sometimes to guys that I don't think necessarily have earned them just yet. I like the idea of they can be young studs in this league, but this is kind of a bad look when it comes to the coverage of Tannehill.
It is. And I guess the thing Nashville can always feel like, or at least the fans here can always feel like, is who cares? Like, they don't care about our guy as long as he's winning games.
Yeah.
It ultimately doesn't matter.
It's the quarterback, though.
It's just, I do think there is a piece of this where if you want to go back to anything Delaney did say that was accurate, him playing in Tennessee doesn't help in terms of the national media talking about it. I mean, think about this. This morning I'm on the drive in, and I'm listening to a national radio show that's got a Patriots reporter on to discuss that quarterback spot for all intents and purposes, and talking about Cam Newton and talking about, oh, what a great year it's going to be for the Patriots.
Right.
Are they talking about that because that's the most relevant thing in the NFL right now?
No.
Or are they talking about it because it's the New England Patriots?
They're talking about it because it's New England.
Right.
Period.
Like, Delaney wasn't entirely wrong with what he said. There were some things I disagreed with, but him playing here always puts him a little bit behind the eight ball. Mm-hmm. We're ahead of the eight ball. 615-737-1045. 737-1045. As camp is here, how excited are you? What's on your mind today? We'll take your phone calls. You can tweet us at @JMartinRamon. We'll continue to run down some of the biggest headlines that are happening as camp is opening up. We'll give you thoughts across the league as well. We have a loaded show in terms of guests once we get to the second hour of this show, so it's wide open for you right now, fam, if you want to get in. 737-1045. We'll be right back, off and running here on this Wednesday. J. Martin and Ramon, 1045 The Zone. J. Martin and Ramon. All right. This is what every single NFL fan feels today. I'm a believer in my team. I'm here to tell you, if you're in Detroit, you can go ahead and cancel that belief out.
You done with Detroit already?
Look, there's teams that you can be with. I'm not even saying that they can't win. They can't win.
I'm with you.
I'm saying they can't win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
How many teams in this league are not Super Bowl contenders?
How many? Let's go to the NFL website right now. Teams, not NFL. I mean,
let's look at AFC East. Bills, yes. Miami,
no.
Not with Tua, not until I see more. Patriots,
no. Not this year. They got some good pieces.
They'll have a better year.
I don't know about the quarterback position. I don't see Mac Jones being a rookie that's going to take him to the promised land. Cam is solid. I just don't know about that one.
Jets, no.
No.
Ravens, you got to say yes, even though I'm not going to be picking them to go very far.
I'm
going to
say no.
I mean, they can win a Super Bowl.
I just don't see them as a real contender.
I don't have
them
in the playoffs, I think you have to include them in yes.
You don't have them in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Nice.
That's my hot take this year is that I don't think the Ravens make the postseason.
Ravens don't make the postseason this year. They do have a tough division to go into this year, too.
We're talking about a tough division. They still got the same OC.
Roman and not Reigns.
Yep.
Whew. Okay. All right.
Cincinnati, no.
No.
Cleveland, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the talent is there.
Yeah, the talent is there.
Talent is there is what I mean by this.
Cleveland has been so quiet this offseason.
What we're going to do is we're going to do this, and then we're going to speak behind the mug.
Yeah.
About the ones we actually think can win.
Okay, all right.
Pittsburgh, no.
No, not this year. They got a good shot of being a good team. I got them making the playoffs. Some people don't have them making the playoffs this year.
Houston.
Cully was right, though. To his friend that called in and defended him and all of this, like, you remember that phone call. Cully was right. He said Deshaun's going to play. He said this in a real mafia underboss type of tone, too. You remember how he was just like, he going to play for the Houston Texans. You remember that whole conversation at Presser's? He was like, he's a Houston Texan. We'll see him in camp. And lo and behold, dadgummit, he's there. And he still got trade value.
No, that's right.
He still got trade value.
Yeah. Houston, Indy. Indy, the answer you're supposed to say is yes. I can't even say yes in the supposed to because of Carson Wentz. I just got to see it. Now, if he shows up like he did 3 years ago, okay, we'll have a different discussion.
Talent. Okay, all right. We're going to go off talent. Yes.
The talent, Indy. Okay, all right.
Fine. All right, for sure. For
Jacksonville,
sure. In that case,
Jacksonville, no.
No.
Tennessee,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Denver, no, because of Bridgewater. I just want to see if Bridgewater's as accurate as we have seen him be at times in his career. I think they could be better than people think with their quarterback
but
situation.
Not Super Bowl contender. As far as competing in the
They've
West,
they've got a Super Bowl roster, but they don't have a quarterback you would put down
absolutely
right now.
Where, as we thanked, as Ryan Clark thanked Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and I quote tweeted it, like, who's next year's, who's 2022's guy? If it's Aaron Rodgers again, I see that as you've kind of projected for a while.
Well, the odds came out yesterday. Said next team. It said Aaron Rodgers 2022, and it was Packers plus 300, Broncos plus 350. So it was that close. I still believe if he goes anywhere else, that's where he goes.
But the reason you're saying yes on the Broncos being a contender, yes, no. You say yes, no, is because of wide receivers.
They have a contending roster. Yeah, the wide receivers. They drafted the running back out of North Carolina
to go
with Melvin Gordon.
The offensive line got Munch there. That's enough for me. I'll be honest
with you. The defense is still the defense.
Defense
is still very, very talented. They added Surtain to it. So I like the roster. I don't think they have a quarterback this year.
Okay.
Kansas City, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Vegas, they're kind of borderline. I would say no.
They are. I'm not all in on Vegas either.
Me either. Chargers, I'll say.
I don't really like their roster, Vegas. But
the Chargers, I would say, yeah, you can probably throw them in the.
If he has a Josh, if Herbert has a Josh Allen type of step in year two.
If he plays as well, but everybody plays as well around him as he played for them last year.
Yeah.
Then they've got a shot.
Facts. Okay.
Maybe still a little too soon.
They shore up their offensive line.
They're close.
This year. Yeah.
They're close.
But not yet. No. Is what we're saying.
Dallas.
Yes.
I guess.
I'm higher on Dallas this year for some reason.
I guess. I think people are too high again on them, but I think that's because people know that if you start talking about the Cowboys on TV, ratings go up.
Yeah. I just say that's low-hanging fruit right there.
Pretty much. That's light work.
That is light work.
The Giants.
No.
I think they're a better team. This is a year where either Danny Dimes becomes Josh Allen from last year or they realize they don't have the guy.
So, and that's what I was going to say. So the turnover on a young quarterback is 3 years is what we're giving them? Is that what it's turned into now? It used to be like 4-5.
Well, that was when you weren't starting as often as a rookie.
That's true.
When you start early, you've had nearly 3 years to look, and you've been able to see growth from year one to three. And you can kind of figure out there, all right, well, what's this guy's ceiling going to be? I think 3 years is usually about it for a lot of guys now. Philadelphia, no.
Philly, no.
Washington,
no.
I think people are a little high on them, but I do like Fitzpatrick.
I do, but Fitzy always finds a way to.
Well, you find a way to be good and then do bad things.
Exactly. So no on that one.
Yeah, I would say the same. Bears, no, even though they need to put Fields out there quickly. That's if we were, and I said it at the time, I was disappointed Denver didn't draft Justin Fields.
Yeah. They picked Surtain.
Because they were, yeah, and I like Surtain.
Yeah.
But I really like Justin Fields a lot.
Okay, that's fine. But what if it had gotten to the point, Jay, where they kind of said, we're going to find a free agent quarterback next year? whether it be Russ or whether it be Aaron Rodgers. So we may as well shore up the defense. I don't know if they thought that far.
They may have still been thinking about Deshaun Watson as well.
That's true, too. And
he's still there.
It is. So they got three quarterbacks potentially that are veterans that they can make a play for next year.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Detroit, certainly not. Green Bay, yes.
Yes.
Still. Minnesota, I would say no.
No, but they'll have a really good offense, I think, still.
They might, yeah.
Daniil Hunter is still looking for a new deal, and they just got some pieces they got to put together.
You like Jefferson and Thielen.
Love
Cook as long as he's healthy.
Rudolph's
Cousins,
still
there? To me, is very average.
Yeah. But he got
Rudolph's gone.
Gotcha. Is he a free agent?
No, I think he's with the Giants. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Hang on a second. I'm gonna do this in real time.
Hey.
He may still be sitting out there, actually. Yeah, he's with the Giants.
Kyle Rudolph with
the Giants.
That could help out Danny Dimes
and him and Evan Engram. Two tight ends. Yeah.
That'll be good for Danny Dimes, veteran guy.
All right. Atlanta, no.
No, not this year.
Carolina, no.
No.
Saints, to me, no.
No. They got too many moving parts right now in that franchise.
Tampa Bay, yes.
Yes.
Arizona, no.
You say no?
Yeah.
Kingsbury,
man.
I know, but maybe they get past them. For that, the roster-wise, I say yes.
That division, I think they're fourth in that division.
That's another thing we got to talk about, too. Let's go to two hardest divisions in the NFL after
it's
a while.
The NFL, yeah, okay. The Rams is a yes. The Niners is still probably a yes.
Yeah, sleeper. Who was it yesterday that called them a sleeper type?
I don't know if they're sleeper. It's just how much faith you have in Garoppolo. And I don't have very much, which makes me wonder, okay, well, are we moving towards Trey Lance sooner rather than later? Or is Garoppolo just going to be the caretaker of the offense for a year for Shanahan to help Trey Lance ease into it?
That's got to suck.
Seattle's yes.
Still a yes. It all depends on Russ and how he's feeling with this OC. It's a lot of questions around the league, man.
So, I mean, we didn't name that many teams there. But now we can cut it even further and say, all right, who has a real chance? Not just the on-paper talent chance. Who has a real chance to win? Buffalo? Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to go to the next one I feel like has a real chance. Cleveland? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee? Yes, for me.
Yep.
KC? Yes.
Yep. That's four.
Green Bay? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay? Yes. And then you can throw L.A., San Francisco, and Seattle all in there.
L.A., San Fran, and who else was
Seattle.
Left? Seattle.
So that's what, nine?
That's, yep, nine. Nine teams really can.
So, again, everybody has hope today because no one's lost.
Yeah.
No one's even played a preseason game to start worrying about draft picks or all these other things.
Yep.
But I think you got nine teams. Right now, where I'm like, those teams can win. Could any other teams win? Sure, anybody can win. But can anybody really win? No, that's not usually how it works.
I think the thing that's the difference between the NFL and college is the college ones, what do we got? Four, maybe five teams that legitimately can win the national championship.
Sometimes less than four.
Sometimes less than
most
that,
times,
yes.
Usually it's less than four, actually. It wasn't four last year.
No, it was not. No, it wasn't even close last year. Mm-mm. But there are so many different variables when it comes down to the NFL that's different than college. Like at any point in time, Detroit can offset, let's say, Green Bay or a team outside of a division where that win-loss record actually means much more than what college teams got going on. And you can have one of these teams, like you said, the last three, L.A., San Fran, and the Seahawks. Two of those teams can be on the outside looking in. Depending on, let's say, if Washington does happen to get in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Because as far as the division goes, as you said a second ago, the NFC West is going to be a fist fight every single week.
The NFC West is the most loaded division in the NFL.
Yes.
Again.
After that,
I think the AFC North is pretty, because I think Cincinnati is better.
They're going to make a play this year.
And I think that, even though I'm not very high on Pittsburgh this year, Pittsburgh's still got a lot of talented players, and they've got, a very driven Ben Roethlisberger at the very least. Baltimore is never going to be easy to beat.
Never.
I just think teams are going to be able to pick them off a little bit more often. And then Cleveland's one of the better rosters in the league.
Yeah, they're one of the better rosters. They've been quiet this offseason. I'll give Pittsburgh more credit this year than last year for sure. I think that defense is still elite. They got four or five wide receivers that can play on anybody's team. Young Najee, two tight ends, as much as whatever people think about Ebron. But I think they're going to be better than given credit for this year, as opposed to some teams like, let's say, people are high up on Washington. I'm like, why are you that high up on it? There's not much there to that team. But Ron Rivera has proven to get teams going. He's proven to be a winning head coach. So we'll see what their culture, if their front office in Washington can back away for a little bit, Jay.
Yeah, that's true. And then I honestly think if you want to look at other divisions, I think that the AFC West is actually a pretty solid division.
Yes.
Raiders are not going to be an easy out. The Chargers are better. Kansas City is a Super Bowl favorite, not just they can win. And then Denver is going to be better, and they have a lot of talent. So if you look at the West and the North, I think they're similar in that Cincinnati's going to be better. Denver is going to be better. Denver's better than Cincinnati, I think, except that Cincinnati has a quarterback.
Yeah, they have a quarterback, but they got to get that line together, and they got a good running back. They need depth at wide receiver, too. The thing that's going to be most interesting, though, to me about Kansas City is they're still working in two new tackles. And I know they're favorites, and they have the kid. They got Patrick Mahomes. But the spot that nobody's really looking at or giving, I ain't going to say way too much credit or just dismissing it as, okay, it's plug and play, it's Orlando Brown Jr. going there. I like him as a player. He's very solid. And he played well at left tackle, but the thing is, when you got to play a monster off the edge two times a year in Von Miller and also Chubb, like, and then you got to go to Denver too? That's something to be considered, man. I mean, they rebuilt this offensive line. I think they're going to be fine, but we saw what happened last year in the Super Bowl when it comes down to defenses and the rushes that he got to face. The AFC West does have some rushes. Yannick Ngakoue is in Las Vegas rushing. Max Crosby is another solid rusher in that division. Like I said, you mentioned what Denver got, and then you got to think – the Chargers always got one or two guys that know how to play good defense, or they know how to get to the quarterback. That division might not be as much of a cakewalk to
it's more Kansas that it's City. More that the floor is higher there. It's that the worst team is still a threat.
Yeah.
As opposed to the worst team just being a tomato can.
Yes.
In some of these other divisions.
Yep.
Like 100%. I don't think the Eagles are going to be good. I think that's
is NFC East still the bottom right now? If we're looking at all divisions.
I guess, I mean, Dallas, the Giants, and Washington, they all have the potential to be decent. Pretty good. The NFC North, you've got the Bears with a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
On a year where.
No, you got Andy Dalton.
No, you got a Bears with a rookie quarterback. Detroit, both those teams also have, well, Detroit has a new coach. Chicago knows, Matt Nagy knows if he doesn't have a good year, he's going to be out.
Out of there.
As is the GM.
Yes, sir.
You got Green Bay that's. Should be one of the best teams in the league, assuming they can come together.
And assuming they get Randall Cobb.
Right. Cobb's the answer.
Yep.
And then Minnesota is just kind of average.
They're just stuck in the middle right now, Minnesota.
I think the South, the NFC South and AFC South, Jaguars will be a little better, but they're not going to be. They're still
Do you
a
see
ways
them above 500?
No.
Okay. That's what I want to see. I really want to see how Urban Meyer handle that.
I want to see how he handles losing when he's used to losing once a year. And he's going to be losing eight or nine times if they're good, if they've had a good year.
And he's got the guy. He's got the guy when it comes down to ultimate draft picks and Trevor Lawrence.
Houston, though. Indy, I mean, if Wentz falls apart early, good Lord.
Yeah.
That becomes sort of the other issue there. And then I think the NFC South, like the Falcons, what are the Falcons now? What is Kyle Pitts going to be able to do? Carolina's got Sam Darnold. You want to talk about question marks in a division? Jameis or Taysom Hill, Sam Darnold, and what the Falcons are with a new head coach who's coming in with expectations based on what he did offensively here.
And pressure.
A rookie, Kyle Pitts, is the highest rated rookie in Madden 22. But no more Julio.
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to mean for Matt Ryan? What's it going to mean for Calvin Ridley? What's it going to mean for that team? So I think you could look at them. I would say that, I don't know. I try to think optimistically when I look at all these divisions, what's good about these divisions. I do think, though, I think the best argument, the NFC West is the best in football.
I think the NFC West is the best.
Just like they were last year, as long as they're healthy, which, of course, they weren't last year. San Francisco getting taken apart from a health standpoint. If they are, then I think that division is loaded. The Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, any of the three of them could potentially get to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Seahawks take the next step now that Schottenheimer's out the door. They've got a new OC. That means something.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely means something. So we came up with 9 teams. We were like, yeah, okay.
Legitimately has a run. Have a chance to make a run for the Super Bowl.
Not just on paper kind of deals. The on paper thing is if everything goes right, if they all play to their potential, then they can win a Super Bowl. And I think we had maybe 12 teams there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the season. As we begin, now everybody's looking for every update. The only thing that I don't care about, and you'll hear about that plenty, is this guy dropped a pass today.
I know.
In camp. Like, you want to talk about stuff that means nothing to me? That is stuff that means nothing to me.
Or when you know that a veteran got a designated off day and people make a big deal out of it, like, stop. Nope. It's the preseason. Just get them to the game day, man. That's all you need.
A question that Cuzzo Mike asked a little while ago on Zone TV where they're just having their own conversation.
Yeah, they are.
Right now, for sure they are. A couple of newcomers I see popping up as well. But Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Live, and Periscope. I'm hanging out in the room on YouTube right now. And I think we're logged in on Twitch as well here on my laptop. But Cuzzo Mike asked, with the Raiders, is Gruden part of the problem or is it the roster? We'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to jump back into, however, big-time Titans topics as we approach the season. David Beauclair will join us in the second hour. We'll be able to get into a lot of that. Also need to, I guess, talk about what Vrabel said about vaccinations yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, every coach in the league is going to have to address that a different way. Ron Rivera certainly addressed it.
Yeah.
In a pretty
– he laid it out.
Pretty overt, open way yesterday, at least his feelings on it. So we'll do that when we come back. 615-737-1045. We missed somebody. You tell us. No, this team could win a Super Bowl. Just if you say Detroit, just know that you're getting blocked. Just know what you're – and if you're saying the Houston Texans, just know that you're getting blocked.
Yeah.
Because David Culley's the head coach there.
I'm hands off of Culley at this point. He said Deshaun was going to be there, and Deshaun is there.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. J. Martin and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Guests appear via the Marks Main Real Estate Hotline. They will join us beginning in next hour with David Beauclair of Sports Illustrated. John Miller tweets us at J. Martin Ramon. Jameis gets a lot of flack for a guy who threw 30 touchdowns his last starting season, has now spent time with the best offensive mind in the NFL and Sean Payton. Their wide receiver room leaves a lot of questions, though. It's not as much about Jameis, actually, as I could see Jameis having a pretty good year. It's Michael Thomas being hurt. And it's other dudes being hurt.
Yep.
That team just, it looks like one that's about to fall. Doesn't mean forever, but it's just not the year for Jameis to be starting. He's not starting with that team on the right footing, I don't think. There's just a lot of questions there.
John, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
I believe Jameis could,
Towel videos aside, this is the other part too. That same year he threw 33 touchdowns.
30 interceptions, right?
30 interceptions. That's the only thing with Jameis. I've known people that's played with him. It's like he going to Jameis that thing up, man.
Never want to be an adjective. Or you never want to be a verb. I'm sorry. You don't want to be a verb.
He going to find a way to Jameis that thing up. Truth be told, Ryan Fitzpatrick does a little bit of the same thing, but he does it a lot less. He does it a lot less. He's reeling, reeling, reeling. And then it's Jameis threw 30 interceptions, y'all. Career highs.
And a lot of times, he was trying to make plays.
He was.
And he's one of those guys, I think, that believes his receivers can make every play.
Yep.
But I think he also believes he can make every play. Which... And the truth is, eventually you learn you can't.
Yeah.
One of the things you can say about Aaron Rodgers, throwing it away is not a bad play.
No.
Aaron Rodgers may throw the football away more than anybody I've ever seen in the history of the NFL. That dude is taking a yacht to Canton.
Straight
up. It does
up.
Not matter.
It don't matter.
We used to say the same daggone thing about Marcus.
Yeah.
Marcus is like, dude, throw it away. Don't take 9 sacks against the Ravens.
And you know why they do that?
The thing that actually happened here in Nashville.
A little inside information on that. I learned this in like my last couple of years in the league. When it was like, why are they taking sacks? You know, running out of bounds. Like, it was cringy for offensive linemen to watch. Like, why did you give up that sack right there running out of bounds? Well, if they throw it away, it takes away from the pass completion percentage.
Here's a way you can think about it. This just came to me. Maybe this is not going to land as I try to make this land.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
So we think about, and I always say that pro athletes in this country are the closest thing we have to actual superheroes. We're not seeing people with capes. But we're seeing guys that can do things that many of us can't.
Right.
So what's the one thing you know about virtually every superhero movie? They struggle for about 2/3 of it.
Get their butts.
It's not like Superman's dominating from start to finish in these movies. No. He's struggling. He's dealing with all this kind of stuff. And then at the end, he overcomes it. All that matters is you winning in the end. But Superman throws the football away from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Batman definitely throws the football away sometimes. Spider-Man throws the football away sometimes. Iron Man nearly lost his heart.
Straight up.
Had to get into it like that dude throws the football away. Jameis, you can throw it away, bro, because I'm telling you, you aren't Batman.
There are certain players on a roster for a reason. Punters, place kickers.
Mm-hmm.
Get the three or punt the ball off and let your defense make the play for you. Like, you got to get to a point where you understand the dynamics of field positioning. If you can kick it and back them up, that's a lot harder to go 80 yards or 95 yards, man. You know what I'm saying? And Jameis, like you said, Jameis, the one thing I think we can always give him credit for, he's probably one of the best competitors in all of football. He believes in himself.
Oh, I'm 1,000,000% agree with that.
But to your point.
And a lot of things he does, and it's weird because he makes these weird mistakes like eat the W and the crab legs and the videos he chooses to post of his workouts with the blocking dummies and the towel.
I'm strong if you strong after the national championship game.
I also kind of like Jameis.
I love Jameis.
I think Jameis is probably just a good, fun-loving dude.
Salt of the earth type of dude.
I think sometimes he just needs to get out of his own way.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
I think his intentions and his motivations are usually good.
When Tampa had him on the... When Tampa was on Hard Knocks that year, you remember Jameis was on there, man? You want to talk about some cringe-worthy content. When he was just
get the camera
the restroom,
away from him, man.
When he just went to the side of the house to use the restroom, I was like, Jameis, I feel you, dog.
You're an NFL player, man. You can't be doing this.
But don't be. And I know you was at home, and I said, but see, that's Jameis, though. But to your point about, you know, everything that's happening in New Orleans, I don't think it's going to be good. But Jameis is an ultimate competitor, man.
I just think it's a bad situation for him. And then there's the, should it be Taysom Hill? No.
You've been off that train.
No.
You ripped your ticket up.
No.
And they gave it to you for free.
No.
Okay. Now, on the other side of that context about Jameis, Tannehill does throw it away.
Yeah, he does.
But it's not the same recognition of the way Aaron Rodgers.
Well, of course not. Of course, I mean, I don't think most people aren't talking about Aaron Rodgers throwing it away.
I got to just throw that out there.
But it's true.
You know?
He's never going to get the same credit Aaron Rodgers does, even for doing similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Hour number two of the program coming up. David Beauclair, Sports Illustrated, joins us in the second segment. We'll jump back into some of the Titans headlines after we get some of the sports headlines off the top of the hour from Will Bowling. That's all next. J. Martin and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.